Shalom, anachu korim b'sefer.
Hello, we are reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 484. We're reading from the article Introduction to the Book from the Mouth of a Sage, page 484. And you can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson, starting with the words from all the above. From all the above, you find that there are two parts in the Torah and Mitzvot. A, the Torah and Mitzvot as they appear to all, being the keeping of Mitzvot and the study of Torah in the form of 613 councils. These have the power to purify and cleanse the body and enhance the virtue of the soul to be worthy and merit receiving the light of the king's face as the soul was in its root, before it diminished and came into this base body in the base world. B. Keeping...
Wait a minute. We'll keep reading. The second part is keeping mitzvot.
And studying the Torah in the form of 613 deposits, namely the matter of attaining his name and the full reward of the souls. The merit of the later part over the former is as the merit of heaven over earth. This is because the first part is mere preparation, and the second part is the actual completeness and the purpose of creation.
There are two parts to the keeping of Torah and Mitzvot, commandments. The first part is the preparation, where the lower one prepares itself for the influence of the reforming light. For this, it needs to do what, say, Rabash described to us in his social articles. It's 10, 20 rules. How many did you collect? More? I don't think so, but whatever. We need to keep them in order to come out of ourselves and be connected outside of ourselves to others. And that's what we do in the 10, each of us who connects correctly to the friends. Among us, we build the right network and do all kinds of actions in that above our will to receive. According to each degree, these desires become more and more clarified, divided into more and more details, until we keep all of our 613 desires in a way that we prepare our kli for the right connection among us in a network that is called building the construction of the Shekhinah, divinity. And then according to our efforts, we get the light. It's constantly influencing, it's constantly at rest, really. But according to our efforts, it constantly shines more and more. It doesn't come in portions and in quotas, but we change this way, that way, and accordingly the light influences more or less, intensifies or kind of dims. And all these changes act in us and awaken in us all kinds of states by which we advance, a little bit in hastening it, a little bit in its time. All in all, it's called the way of the land, Derech Eretz, which is kind of an in-between way, like a median. So in Torah Mitzvot we have two parts. The first is the preparation of the creature, and the second is the influence of the reforming light that corrects the kli. That's what he's telling us. We learn from all the above that there are two parts in Torah and Mitzvot. The first is Torah and Mitzvot as they appear to all, being the keeping of Mitzvot and the study of Torah in the form of the 613 councils, tips, when we do what Kabbalists advise us. These have the power to purify and cleanse the body when we want to come to it. to the cleansing, purification of our will to receive, to be in order to bestow, and enhance the virtue of the soul. This is why the collaboration between us, joining between us, where we build the soul, to be worthy and merit receiving the light of the King's face. As the soul was at its root. What does it mean at its root? Before it diminished and came into this base body in this base world. So before we, as we learn, before it descended, and now we have to resurrect, kind of, that soul. The second part is keeping Torah and mitzvot and studying Torah in the form of 613 deposits when we already have corrected kelim, one at a time as we correct them, degrees. In each degree we have 613 councils and deposits. We have 613 parts, but it depends on the resolution, on the precision that we do it. Namely, the matter of attaining his names, meaning the connection between the light and the kli gives us the names and the feelings, and the full reward of the souls. The merit of the latter part of the former part is as a merit of heaven over earth, or soul over body. This is because the first part is mere preparation that we do among ourselves, and the second part is the actual completeness and the purpose of creation when the Creator dresses in the corrected kelim. Questions? Clear? Good. Or maybe it's totally unclear. I'm not hearing any responses.
It's clear.
Kola said we should continue. Yes.
The 613 councils, it's already the corrections, or are you still talking about the time of preparation?
The 613 councils are what we try to do.
Now, during the time of preparation?
During the preparation too. Preparation period is the preparation for the first degree. It's included in the first degree. We are in the first degree of the spiritual ladder, but you know, you still, you put one foot on that step, you haven't placed it down, and the other one hasn't landed yet. But you're still in preparation.
The principle of the greatness of the path, we meet it again and again, meaning after you achieve all the 613 councils, suddenly come the 613 deposits.
Because it's like that comes and dresses in the kli. The 613 councils are the preparation of the kelim. The 613 deposits are the filling of the light.
And for example, we once again meet this greatness that suddenly all of reality changes, even at the end of correction, like we said, that the whole way until the final correction is like a breadth of a hair compared to the light that's revealed at the final correction. So each degree is like a completely new world that's...
I don't know. I remember planes. Sixty years ago, when I flew as a child, the planes were almost like this. They had two double-winged planes. They were the safest, actually. You could land anywhere in a field, on a road, anywhere you could land with it. You go into a plane today, it's like a wedding hall. There you had two benches, one here, and that's it, you sat. There weren't even safety belts. Who even thought about it? Nothing. It was beautiful. So what am I trying to say? You begin with something small, something very, very simple. And you get more and more sophisticated. But don't say that in that drop of semen or in that tiny embryo in the womb, or when it's about to be born or has been born, that any detail is missing there. Let's say that it's healthy and complete. So nothing's missing. Either it's in potential, forces in the semen, or it's begun to develop, and so on, so more and more and more. You have the same parts, but it depends on the level that they're at. It depends on the level of development. But the parts are the same. 613 councils, deposits. Yes, 613 councils. Where are they? In a drop. I can't see them. Right, you can't see, but they're there. It's written, what will become of this drop? Wise, fool, except for righteous and wicked. That's it. Yeah.
So when we say that our work is to, that the principle according to which we work is to depict the following level, how are we supposed to do it?
In a way that we prepare all 613 tips, and we want to assume corrections on ourselves and the revelation of the Creator in them, which is called 613 deposits, rewards. The deposit is something we deposited and now we discover it. It's been deposited. It's there, ready for revelation, but we have to reveal it. The upper light is completely present. It's pre-divided into 125 degrees. And in each degree, you have 613 parts that you have to put in more and more and more order in the connection between them, in the precisions between them. But the lights and kelim are pre-ordered, pre-arranged in the ladder. And you just have to adapt yourself, adjust yourself in through the 613 councils, and you'll get the 613 deposits pre-prepared. I don't understand the difficulty here. I think it's only difficult for you. Everyone understands, right? No, they don't want to embarrass you.
No.
Ask.
What I don't understand is the language, the councils and deposits. What is that?
Tips. How to discover the Creator. You have 613 tips. How to achieve the revelation of the Creator. I have to connect with Him. I have to bond with Him. Where? In my desire. That's where the meeting takes place. Right? That's it. The Creator is the guest. I'm the host. Because He was the host, but I wanted to be the host. Now, I'm the host. I prepare in me everything in order to welcome Him. So He dresses. I make the Shekhinah, the divinity, the place for the revelation of the Creator. Making the kli for the revelation of the Creator is called doing 613 tips. What are the tips? Love your neighbor as yourself. How can I do that? You can do it, provided you connect with your friends, and there you scrutinize how you can resemble the light. To the extent of your efforts, that you try to do, the light influences you. It's called reforming light. It connects you, corrects you, designs you, positions you correctly, because you can't do anything by yourselves. And then, when you exert from below, and it corrects from above, then a click happens, where you can become included, connected into a single network, and then it shines in you. And the clothing of lights and kelim is called 613 deposits. In between them, there's still the reforming light. What is a reforming light? You are in the network below, trying, exerting to connect correctly according to the quality of the light that will seemingly be present in the network. I want to relate to the friends like the light that relates to us, only to bestow. And the same goes for every single one toward every single one in my ten. Right? That's what we want to do. If we try to do it, the light that is in front of us in the first degree, that we haven't reached, shines on us, and its illumination, according to our efforts, is called reforming. And then it changes us, corrects us bit by bit, with respect to itself, because it's superior, it's more powerful, and we are willing. We're letting it do anything with us. We won't feel good, we don't care, as long as we connect. And the work of the light on us is unpleasant. It shows, exposes all kinds of problems, and at the same time corrects us, puts us more and more and more in sync, until among us there is a more or less connection where we bestow upon one another like the light, and then according to the law of equivalence of form, it dresses, is revealed in the Kli. And this is called deposits in 613 connections between us. You can't have less or more. Always 613, 248, 365, Achap. So in them, the 613 lights, ways of the Torah, dress. So when, as it shines on us, while we're still not internally connected correctly, its illumination on us is called surrounding, reforming, and then it dresses. So you have the Torah that reforms, and then you have the Torah that dresses in there. The general light is called this way, Torah. Yes?
And should our attention be focused on the counsels or the results, meaning the revelation of the light? What should we be focused on during the work? How do we connect and adapt ourselves to the light?
We have no connection to the light. We wait, expect for it to come and correct us. But tangibly, we have no connection. We have only each other. Don't do to your friend what you hate. Love your neighbor as your friend as yourself. Annul yourself before the others. Be the last, zero. Point zero 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 zero, and then me. You need to have several zeros before me. How many zeros? 9 zeros. See? Caught you. Etc. What does Rabash write? He writes how in the Kelim we can implement the qualities of the light.
Seder?
Okay.
Ken.
Yes.
Today you started with, from your actions we come to know you.
Oh, I started. How do you know how I started?
It was at the beginning of the lesson. That was your first question.
Yes.
How do we come to know the Creator from His actions? And His actions, they appear in the Kli.
His actions are we.
And we have to become like the light.
You can interpret this. If I learn on us the works of the Creator, and by that I'll know Him, and I'll know Him as doing bad. So to resemble Him, I wouldn't create such a terrible world.
So what does it mean then?
Don't interpret this way. By your actions we know you and resembling Him. No. What?
So what does it mean in our work to adapt ourselves towards the influence of the light so it will be most suitable, quick?
It means we crave through our study to resemble Him, to bestow. Where do we learn these things? You see, those who don't come to study Kabbalah don't know what it's about. So our study, what our Kabbalists say, they're explaining the method, how to achieve connection in a special way, that the Creator begins to work on you and begins to tend to you, to correct you, to adapt you, to adjust you to Him. It's called reforming light. So,
So what is man's action here?
Man needs only to connect. Look what's written. It's very simple. Everything that Abraham did, Isaac, Jacob, through Joseph to Moses, is only about how to achieve, to be able to do, don't do to your friend that which you hate, and love your friend as yourself. That's it. The first stage, as he explains, is don't do to your friend what you hate. That's the degree of Gentile. Gentile means you're still in the will to receive. And then he explains to us, Hillel explains to us, that exiting the will to receive into the will to bestow, that first part is not harming others. It means you put a masach, tzimtzum, restriction. And then love your friend as yourself. You're beginning to bestow, to give. That's the second part of bestowal. If you do that, you are preparing yourself to do such things toward the Creator. Why is it only about you? It's not done yet. Where is it toward the Creator? If you do such things in a circle with others, you come with them to such a connection, a network, where each one sustains himself in this way toward others. And then, through the reforming light, you actually achieve this network of connection where the Creator appears. The right form of connection is called Creator. That's it. And what? And then because we are to begin with connected to the entire world, to all the souls. I'm not talking about people, I'm talking about souls. You see the difference between souls and bodies, physical ones. So you necessarily influence them. You don't need to ask them anything, you don't need to explain anything. Suddenly, they come to you hypnotized. That's how it works. For the best. But for now, you see, the world's going down. It's a sign we haven't stopped it. We can't stop its deterioration, its decline. It's a sign we're still not connecting among us. The upper light is willing to take the first chance to attend to us. It's a problem. Two Americans. Let's begin with the younger one. But quickly and to the point.
Okay, Rav,
what does it mean to connect in tens? Because from what I understand, it's just about sitting about on the lesson. But now we're not sitting together. Why are you not sitting together? We are sitting together. Only the thing is, for you together is only if we're hugging. That's called together.
I don't know what together means.
Please explain. How will you feel whether it's together or not? How do you feel it? What has to happen in order for you to feel it mentally and physically?
No.
You need light.
Light. You don't need light. I'm asking of you.
don't know.
You're right. Of course, in order to connect us, we need the light. But what do we have to do in order for the light to connect us?
That's what I'm asking.
That's why the Kabbalists give us advice. And therefore, all of our work is called the 613 Counsels. Over all the desires and our qualities, which are all in all 613, I don't know what Taryag is, a lot. There is advice of how to bring them to the best, to the better, meaning to be like the Creator, how to make it so that He will clothe in each one of the, that in each one of these desires there will clothe light that wants good. And then it will be the 613 deposits. So for that we have to keep what our teachers tell us to do. I'm not a teacher. I'm just the, I want to acquaint you with the Rabash and Bala Sulam. I am the conduit. Read what it says there and keep what it says there.
We study every day and what?
Okay, so why? Another 5 years, another 10 years. You don't want? You can leave.
Fine, but what does it mean that we still don't know what?
So you don't know. I don't care what you do. What I care about is I have to know just one thing. How do I reach connection? And that's it.
But you're saying we should do what is written. Every day we read it.
You're probably reading only it comes through one ear and goes out the other, but it doesn't enter your heart.
What do I do so it enters the heart?
I don't know. It's a problem. It's a big problem. Okay, Bill.
Go back to those clicks, that you were talking about, the 613 clicks. Aren't these actually attributes that you're attaining as you're going through each stage?
613 clicks, אלה אמרת שצריך לעבור, זה לא תכונות שאתה עובר כל פעם ופעם?
כן, רצונות,
תכונות. Yeah, qualities, desires, discernments, whatever. All in all, I don't know what they are. And it's also not something that's revealed now in these quantities, but it's just, it's merely 10, 15 conditions that we have to keep in the connection between us, even less. Even less. Don't do to others what you hate. Don't do to your friend what you hate. As simple as that. He's asking, what should I do? Always check yourself. What are you doing towards the friends? Do you want others to do that to you or not? And that's it? What's so hard about it?
That part's easy. It's hard to do, but the concept is easy. And doesn't that also apply to everything, both corporal and what we're working towards in our groups and in our tens?
Concept הוא פשוט, המימוש לא פשוט, ולא צריך להשליך את זה על כל דבר.
המימוש פשוט, אם אתם...
The realization is simple as long as you agree to meet it and to strengthen each other. The realization is simple if it goes hand in hand with the importance of the goal. But if it's disconnected from the importance of the goal, then it's hard. It immediately disappears. I go out of the lesson, I make one step, I forget about everything, that's it. It's because the society does not influence me with the importance of the goal, and that's why I don't care. Mister, you can say whatever you want. This is the law of nature. You want to keep it? Great. If you don't. That's it. What can I say? I don't have anything to add. You're improving. I remember when I met you back in St. Louis for the very first time, you were all cowboy with this leather kind of furry robe, kind of down to the floor, and with this hat, leather hat, and you gave me a present, you gave me this kind of hat as a present, and I gave it to the studio for the shooting, and it probably disappeared there somewhere. That's how it always is. It was probably eaten. The hat was eaten by someone. You changed a bit. You changed. That's how it is. Let's keep on going, and everything's going to be fine. And especially now, are you going to Moscow? That's okay. Safer here. Guys, no, let's read. We have a few minutes left. Let's read. This explains our above question about the words of our sages, that even if a person excels in Torah and good deeds more than all his contemporaries, if he has not learned the secrets of Torah and the wisdom of truth, he must reincarnate in the world. We asked, what is the difference between this subject and the wisdom of truth from other subjects in the Torah? We found nowhere that one is compelled to engage in all the topics in the Torah. On the contrary, we have found opposition to that in many places, such as one does much, the other little, as long as they aim their hearts to heaven. And also, it is not the study that is important, but the act. So why is the wisdom of the Torah, why does it necessitate us not to work only with our mind, but especially to work with our soul? That's what he wants to tell us. Suppose there are millions of Jews that are engaged in the Torah, where for them it's to know what's written there, to keep what it says corporeally wise, without correcting themselves from within, towards others, like we're trying to do, and we see how hard it is, in order to come to love of others. Love thy friend as thyself. This has to be the goal, because this is the rule of the Torah. And therefore he's asking, how is the Torah different than the rest of the wisdoms of this world, where in any other wisdom or science I can be who I am and know it? Know that wisdom or that science, what it says on every page, do what it says. I have hands, I have legs, I do what it says. But when I start implementing it on the inside, let's say with the hands and legs of the soul and not the body, which is right, left, middle, lights, vessels, where it speaks of the desires, how to correct the desire, how to be above the desire, outside your desire, to mix with the desire of others, to be included in it. This is where the problem begins. This is the problem. So he's asking, why does the Torah demand us to do that? And if we leave it, then everything becomes fine. We can learn whatever it says in corporeality. We can do what it says. We don't have a single problem. The body doesn't resist. Our ego doesn't resist. It even grows as a result. The more I keep, the more I appreciate myself, and the more I'm being appreciated by others. Look how smart he is. He knows 100 pages by heart, 200 pages. See how meticulously he is praying and keeping the precepts. We're not against that. We're just saying that the main part of the Torah, its gist part, is love thy friend as thyself. That being the rule and the gist. And how do you come to that? The Torah says that this is the specific part that you have to keep as opposed to all other methods or wisdoms and so on. And this is the question. Now the matter is clarified. The whole part of the revealed Torah is but a preparation to become worthy and merit attaining the concealed part. It is the concealed part that is the very wholeness and the purpose of which man is created. Hence, clearly, if a part of the concealed part is missing, although one may keep the Torah and observe its commandments in the revealed part, he will still have to reincarnate to this world and receive what he should receive, namely the concealed part by way of 613 deposits. Only in that is the soul completed, meaning that without that it is not completed, the way the Creator had predetermined for it. Meaning, a person who goes through this life without being engaged in the internality of the Torah, meaning correcting himself, his connection with others, in order to achieve the quality of love thy friend as thyself, in order to come from that to love the Creator, thy God, he has to reincarnate once again as if he was never born in this world. And that's how we incarnate. It's not okay, but is it clear? Everyone's quiet. No questions.
What? I'll tell you where my problem is. In the end, we have to mingle with the people we're in.
Only those people who also have a point in their heart and they understand and they feel, and from the heavens they got the need for revealing the meaning of life.
Good, and that's my problem, because most of the day I'm not with these people. After 2 minutes, everyone disappears.
The Creator is arranging it for you on purpose and for each one of us as well. Don't think that you have to be detached from us because there are some other reasons, but only in order to be disconnected from us physically and be internally connected with us, with your heart and soul.
I work very hard on this, and I'm sure everyone here does, but the environmental influence on the everyday basis...
You have to overcome it.
How do I do it?
I don't know, but this is the situation the Creator presents you with on purpose. There is no one redundant around you.
Although they're not part of us.
Specifically because they're not a part of us. They are the demonstration, the depiction of the... of your corrupted inner forces. They influence you, yes. They show you how unworthy of connecting to us you still are.
They show me I'm not worthy of being connected here?
Yes, because you have not yet corrected your desire. Were you, God forbid, a father towards a child that's at home, and God forbid he's very ill, would you forget about him during the work because of the people that are around you?
No.
No. So what do you want? Meaning, we are not important in your eyes as that baby. He is corporeally, animalistically important for you. We are not important for you in our spiritual ties, so you have to work on it, that the distance will not influence us.
Okay, the distance doesn't separate us.
That's called distance.
And the rest of the day, I think about what's happening here, about the lesson, and I'm trying to mingle as much as possible, despite the physical distance, okay. But still, the forces outside that pull me.
That's called distance. The distance isn't measured in miles. You can be in the next room, but there's such an atmosphere there that you're not thinking about what's going on here at all. That's how it is. It's like we say, he takes one or two steps out of here, and that's it. He's in a different world.
Right, a different world, but I'm here. It's really two worlds. It's,
you don't have to be in two worlds, you have to live in one world.
How do I do it?
From your deficiency, from the desire for it, and reciprocal bestowal. If you don't come to that, then it's a waste of time. Go and do something with your life. You had probably some good hobbies, some you liked fishing, playing chess, something. You probably went dancing. Yeah? Something. So go do it. Go study ballet, maybe.
My daughters do that. No, I'm where I should be, and I know here is the right place, but I think if I were here, if I lived here, some people actually live here 24/7. What, is it easier for them?
No way. They don't understand how incorrect it really is that they're here all the time. How incorrect it really is.
So what's my advantage in being far?
They're under an illusion.
My advantage of being in a different world as well?
Don't worry, it's better for you. The Creator, He knows what to do. He sees the forces each one invests. It's all relative gravity. You, whatever you do, will have to put in the quantity and quality of exertion you have to, and you can't escape it. I'd say even more, that compared to someone that's studying here, you are in a much greater recognition of evil than he is.
And it's supposed to help me more? It's supposed to help? And you will have much more intense, acute discernments than someone who's here all the time. Really. The fact that they're happy that they're here, it's just they're avoiding corporeal difficulties. It seems to them, you know, that it's better for them, but it's their defensive ego that's doing it. I'm actually jealous of them. I understand you're jealous, but I'm telling you, you shouldn't be. You should not be. Habash went to work. He was working, he was building roads in Hebron. Once a week he would come to a lesson on Friday. Yes, but you didn't do it. Because he told me to. You think it was easier? And you know how much the friends hated me and were jealous? Wait a minute, I'm confused. About those who work here, you said I shouldn't be jealous of them. But he told me I should arrange my day this way, to be with him all the time. Yes, because it was enough for me to work 3 or 4 hours a day to make a living. So you are my role model. Maybe I should also be like you. I should come here as close as possible. No. I'm not pulling anyone closer to me. No one. No. I'm not like that. I'm not Rabash, not Baal HaSulam. I'm not an Admo or Rav or anything. I teach and I instruct. Yes. Continuing what Yaniv asked, there's much to do today. Instead of going to a ballet class, there are intro lectures in Israel, from the north to the south, at 7 p.m. We're inviting all of our viewers, all the people who are with us. We're asking them to also invite their friends. We're beginning our lectures, and I wanted to ask something about that. A lot of people will be busy with this night, you know, lecturers, all kinds of operators and all that. It's about 12 hours from, or 13 from now to the event. How can we use this time to prepare ourselves for this event? Do what you have to, and we will try to help you with prayer. That's it. Yes. In addition to all the events in Be'er Sheva, we're doing a launch and inauguration of a book about anti-Semitism in Russian. So it's going to be a big event in Be'er Sheva. Let's all wish them luck.
Рав, 23 числа после конгресса в Москве у вас будет мероприятие в СНОБ.
On the 23rd,
after the Congress in Moscow, you'll have an event in SNOB. Yes, I put this post up in my blog.
Мы просим всех товарищей приглашать знакомых, родных, всех, кто связан с евреями, евреев.
We're asking all the friends to invite all of their Jewish friends and relatives in Moscow. Yeah, they'll come there. All the information will be sent out and it'll be on Sviva Tova as well. How do we fill up this event with spiritual meaning? I hope you will be with me, and through me you will impart it, and we will do it. Yes, Mutlu. We finished the first semester and second semester in Turkey in our education center. Now we have friends in the young group. On Team Talk, actually right now, we had 20 people live with us during the lesson. 15 friends are going to the Moscow group, Congress. And this coming weekend, they also have a preparation weekend for the Moscow Congress. How do you suggest that they prepare themselves and participate with the friends in Moscow?
ושם אנחנו כבר נקבל אותם, נתחבק. כן, חלק מהם אנחנו מכירים, חלק לא, וכך נתחבק. כבר חברים שמכאן היו.
Well, they need to prepare like they prepare here. You know, we'll meet them in Moscow, we'll hug. Some of them we know, some of them we don't. We'll hug, we'll be fine. You know, the Congress we had in Turkey was very warm and beautiful too. A question from Europe about the mirror congresses. Christian is asking, Rav, we are preparing a mirror congress on the border between Germany and Holland. There will be friends from Scandinavia, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany. But to make the price more affordable, we need at least 40 participants. At least 30 participants. And then it will be only 40 euros for 3 days. How can a mixed European event contribute to the success in Moscow? How much should we persuade friends to join this? We really have to help them to come to a good number of participants. Let's help them and send everyone we have in Europe an invitation to take part so that they do it through us. And I'm really asking, connect Europeans. You see your situation, you want to correct it, you want to fix it, improve it, it's in your hands. So let's do it together. We are with you, you are with us. But together, connect into a group, just as we connect into groups everywhere, by that you will secure your good future. And with this, three announcements for conclusion. Why should we meet? Why should we get to know? The wisdom of Kabbalah is... Kabbalah Lam is inviting you to come to know the wisdom of Kabbalah tonight at 7 p.m. Israel time for a free intro night. For details, call 1-700-509-2190 or go into the CAPCOIL. An open night in Russian about Kabbalah, a series of lectures about how everything works, and tonight about the Israeli conflict. Details at 03-541-9411. Free admission. Open Friday. Friends from all over Israel and viewers of the of Channel 66, come join the special Kabbalah lesson, the special Friday Kabbalah lesson with Rav Leitman. You're invited at 2:45. Good day and good night.
Many, many years ago, we were one big soul. It started breaking into pieces and spread around the world. Inside our heart, today you see that we can't stay apart. One by one we will join together, one by one let's connect forever, and we will be a global family. One by one.
there forever, and we will be the global family.